Hi, I'm Steve Andrews, the founder of Black Dog Ride here in Australia. Black Dog Ride started about 5 years ago. It was just a one-man mission, really. I saw a need that I felt was there for to raise awareness of depression and suicide prevention after many years before the tragic suicide of my mother and more recently my best mate's wife taking her own life. So I thought I needed to do something and hopped on the motorbike on my own and with the little dog, Winston, and went around the country in 26 days. And I had no idea that what we've got now would be the end result of that ride. Today we'll have something close to 8,000 riders all over Australia riding on Black Dog Rides. So it's, yeah, it's pretty special.
My name's Dennis, and I live in Cubelling, a small town in Nerajan. We come over here to get on this ride because all the rest of the boys, we have a little motorbike club there, and all these boys are from that, and we think it's a good course.
My name's Evan. I've been here for two, three rides, and I've been to Alice Springs and that sort of thing as well. Yeah, it's a really good event. Blokes are not very good at talking about depression and that sort of stuff, and if it brings out some of those people, yeah, it's all good.
My name's Rob, and I've been supporting the Black Dog for the last 3 years. Did the rides to Alice Springs and the one-day rides, and it's a cause that I've felt to get right behind. So.
And what does it mean to you personally?
Personally, I've had the experience with family members that have got problems with depression. It's great to be able to follow the cause. It creates a lot of talk, and when we've had Alice Springs rides, we've come back round the top, kept our dogs on board, and the amount of people every time we stop come up and talk to us about their problems and the people that they know that have got problems. So, yeah.
Do you think it's becoming easier for people to do that, or do you think people are talking more?
I think they are, yeah. You've got more talk about Lifeline and all those sort of things. And, it's becoming more and more aware, and especially with men, because men don't talk about it. We had a sad case on one of the towns we went through last year, the week before the Lions president sort of went. So, it's one of those things that it just sneaks up on people, so we've got to make people aware, yeah.
What do you love about today?
Oh, it's great. Just have a look at the amount of people and the bikes, and it's the thrill of it too, so we have fun as well as pass on the message, yeah.
What we're doing with the bikes is we're helping to start a conversation. That eventually leads to people realising that there is help out there and that it's an illness that can be not necessarily cured but certainly managed, and that it's okay to reach out for help. I think that's what we're doing.
And what is the idea today? You're starting here in beautiful Bridgetown.
Yes.
It's a fabulous spot. And then where to?
From here we head south, down through Manjimup, Pemberton, through a bit of the Carey Forest, and then up to Nanup, and we have it's a traditional morning tea stop there in Nanup. The CWA ladies will be doing morning tea for us, and so we'll be there, and then we head back down the Bass Highway and end up in Busselton for lunch.
And have you been, surprised is probably not the right word, but the different kinds of people that come along and relate to what you're doing and want to share their stories?
Jill, someone once said to me, depression doesn't have a postcode, and it's really true. It's people from all walks of life, from all places. It doesn't matter where you come from, what sort of bike you ride. Depression just hits everyone. It staggers me that just how much of it's out there, and unfortunately about 50% of people don't seek treatment. And that's what we hope to address by getting people to talk about it and encourage them to seek help.